Where's Barcavius Mingo now after you've had him through the some OTAs and the mini camp and a few days here?
I think he's over on 71 at the hotel, the Marriott over there. Oh, you're talking in reference to football. I like where he's at. You know, he's probably on pace for where a rookie should be. I would question maybe put a little caveat on that, saying that, you know, he's a guy that's transitioning from a guy with his hand in the ground to standing up. So he spent a lot of time working on the playbook, the terminology, and for him being ready for day one opening camp, I think he's right where he should be.
How's Jabal doing in his transition to the new spot?
Fantastic. He was one of the surprises of OTA and minicamp for me. You know, he transitioned from left to right, and now we're playing him on both sides, and everybody's worried about, well, can he stand up? Can he do this? Can he do that? And I think when you have good athletes, they can do a lot, and they're just saying, coach, use me, put me where you want me to, and he's really done a good job of absorbing the defense and playing both sides, and he's going to be a versatile player where I can use him to move him around and use his skill to the best of his ability.
You guys talk so much about an aggressive attacking style, and it's a change from last year. Does it take time for the guys to grasp that? I know they want to do it,
yeah.
But does it take time for them to make that transition?
I keep saying there's a learning curve, a transition period to get accustomed to what we're doing, how I call a game, how they best react to a game, what they do best. We're going to use this period, I think, to see, okay, we can do unlimited amount of stuff. I can move guys all around, or this guy is suited best for that. The players like it. I like it. What I'm hoping is the opponents don't like it. And it's a great time for us in training camp to experiment with a couple things, moving guys, position flexibility, scheme flexibility. Can this work? Will this work? So it's a learning process for me as well as them. And aggressive is, I think it's a term, but it doesn't always mean you're attacking, hitting somebody in the mouth. Sometimes it's faux pressure of showing something and doing something different to keep guys really off balance.
Ray, does your scheme sacrifice something in the run defense? If not, how do you stop the run when everyone's attacking the quarterback?
People have said it's a read and attack, meaning defense. The quarterback is the key to this game, this league. We play run first, we really do. Our guys up front are big, strong. I love our guys up front. I hope our guys will embrace being a total defense, not just an attacking defense, not just a coverage defense, not this. I want smart football players that understand the football game, and it's a run and pass league.
Sometimes the Browns in 2009, 2010 try to be very aggressive, but a lot of times that left the secondary naked. How does that, I give a lot of touchdown passes, so how do your, will your defense be different?
Well, statistically, if you go back and look at this style of defense that we are employing here, we don't want that. We don't want big touchdown plays. We don't want big plays. We don't want scoring plays. And I think the history and statistically, if you look at the defenses that I'm talking about, they don't do that. Now, some of that is personnel and scheme, but to answer your question, I'm going to try to eliminate that. I mean, I don't want big plays. I'm sure everybody says that. Who does?
Right.
But we stress deep to shallow, technique, understanding what the opponent's doing. That's the number one goal, is to stop them from scoring. I'm sure Norv is saying our number one goal is to score.
Right.
So I can sit here and preach that all day long, but we've got to practice it. We've got to develop a mindset and an understanding of what are we trying to accomplish here. Well, the number one thing is get the ball back for our offense.
Ray, you know what you have on one side of the secondary with Joe Hayden. What do you think you have on the other side with the trio of, you know, Chris Owens, Buster Screen, and now the rookie Leon McFadden thrown in there?
Good competition and good depth. I hope we have a couple starters penciled in, expectations, but there's always somebody that's going to surprise you. There's going to be an injury somewhere. The more quality depth that we have, the better that will be. And right now I have a little comfort zone in that we've got experienced corners that can play. Now, we want to be able to play more than one, because I guarantee you teams are going to run three wide receivers at us, four wide receivers, and I keep preaching depth, quality depth, quality depth, because of injuries, because of personnel matchups. So you can't have too many good football players.
What are your impressions of McFadden? looking forward to seeing it as a battle in this upcoming camp that you can kind of sense this is going to be a good position to watch play out for a starting job?
I think I can answer both questions at the same time. Leon McFadden in position battles. Leon, just like Mingo, is a young rookie. Has a growing curve, a learning curve. I would like to play them as much as they will allow me to play them. Now, what is that? That's up to them. The position battles are, I would hope, 11 positions on defense battling for playing time, for starting time, for Pro Bowls, for backup to make the team. I want the best 21, 22, however Coach Rob gives me, players. I want competition. I want guys pushing DeQuell. Hey, DeQuell, you may be the starter, but I'm going to take your job. Hey, I'm going to push you for playing time. The more you have of that, the better that you are.
When we first heard about your defense, it sounds awesome, but, I mean, are you prepared that, you know, like, some of these guys might not be able to get it for game one? I mean, by game, you know, are you prepared to, like, go in stages kind of, you know what I mean?
History has said to me during the lockout season, we had no practices. We opened up training camp, installing a totally new defense. It takes a little time, but at the end of the year, statistically, you know it works. And I keep preaching patience. There's a learning curve. There's an expectation. It's going from a 4-3 cover 2 style defense to a 3-4, a 5 to a 4-4. I told you we're going to be multiple front. Move guys around. Quality depth. Position. Can Buster play free safety? Can Mingo stand up? Can Paul stand up? Can Phil Taylor drop? There's a lot of learning and expectation. Do I expect us to walk out there tomorrow and say, wow, we're great? No, but I know we're going to get better every day. And my first goal is, at our first game at home in the dog pound, the guys come up, start cheering, okay? And then the first game, okay, we're getting better, coach. And you see the growth, because we're not going to get there today. You can't win it in the first game. But, you know, we're going to try to get better and better and better. And statistically, this defense works. I know it because I know what the numbers say. So we've got good players, and it's going to be a process. It's going to be a learning curve, and we'll get there.
Ray, when you talk statistically like that, besides points, what are you really looking at?
Statistically, I'm looking at numbers. I'm looking at red zone. I'm looking at third down. I'm looking at quarterback rating. I'm looking at turnovers. I'm looking at scores. I'm looking at number of big plays. There's a lot of numbers that tell me what works, and I know statistically how good this system works. Statistically, this system... Statistically, the last 9 years, is this system that I run. Last year, the number one opponent quarterback rating, which means you give the quarterback the toughest fit, was number one. The system that this defense runs was the number one defense in the NFL last year. The system that this runs in red zone the last 2 years was number two and number three. Sacks, top 10. I know what the system is. I know the numbers. The numbers are high. You got to put the people in the right position, in the right place. You got to be patient. They have to understand it. I have to understand them. I know that's a lot of numbers I just threw at you, but when you go back and it's in Elias Sports, go back and look at, well, who was the number one team defensively against quarterbacks last year? I know who was. Who was the number one defense last year? I know who was. Who was the number one against red zone? Who was number two? I know who was. I know the system works. It's a matter of doing it.
What other teams play this system?
Well, the two that I know that call a very similar style game was last year was the Arizona defense and the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. I know that for sure.
I think there are 10 defensive linemen on the training camp. Mm-hmm. Sounds a little high for a three-man line. I know there's attrition.
Sure.
But what's in the number of 10 there?
Well, as we go in training camp, if I get the news clippings, I'll look. I'm sure somebody will have a roster and a depth chart and a final team picked out. Somebody out here will look at and say, well, there's going to be two of these and five of these and this and that. I keep preaching, and the more we talk together, you'll hear me say position flexibility. Now, I already said Buster. Can he play corner and can he play safety? Can Leon do that? Can Mingo play down and up? Can Ruben play 3 and 0? The more of those guys you have, the more of maybe we want 6 defensive linemen. Maybe we want 5 defensive linemen. Maybe we want 7 corners. Maybe we want 3 safeties. I don't know the numbers, but I keep preaching, give me good quality players and I'll fit them in somewhere. So I don't want to put anybody's limit on, oh, we're going to have 2 nose tackles and 6 tackles. We're going to have 5 nose tackles, 4 corners. I just want good quality players.
How is Johnson Batamosi doing?
Full pad, sorry. Go ahead.
How is Johnson Batamosi doing trying to move over to safety? And, you know, how do you handicap that safety competition right now? Jamoris coming back, mm-hmm. And how's Tayshaun mm-hmm. doing that spot?
It's a fluid position for me right now. Johnson's moving from corner to safety. He'll be a nickel candidate. He'll be this. He's one of those players that I'm talking about position flexibility. Can he do multiple things? He's making good progress. Not great progress, good progress of assimilating the calls, responsibilities. We will find somewhere in our mix of young DBs some good young starters that, you know, they're going to have to prove that they can step up and play very good winning NFL football. And that's going to be a position of need, of expectation, of careful scrutiny of can we do it? Can the young guys handle it? And that we'll find out. I don't have that answer yet, but it's a concern of ours that we have to find quality starters and depth there.
As far as young guys, you got a limited amount, excuse me, of full padded practice. Mm-hmm. Does it make it tougher to evaluate younger guys?
No, that comes up very quick. Very quick. Usually the first preseason game of a guy will hit because we'll get special teams reps. For me, usually you see him in college. You see him come up. You know the guys can play. If a guy will turn down something, you'll find out real quick. To me, it's more of a mental game, and either you have that quality inside or you don't. And usually in a tough sport like that, it comes up very quick because of the special teams plays.
So you're not worried about seeing anybody doing any hitting until you get to the preseason?
Correct.
Armonte Bryant, where does he fit in your scheme position?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like a true 3-4 end.
Correct.
Is he just a rush specialist at this point?
How about Project? Okay. And we knew that. We need him to get a little bit more weight. And he was a pick that sometimes you're looking around the corner to say, can this guy get X amount of height, weight, girth? And he's that kind of guy where, you know, he's got speed, athletic ability, and it's a process for him to get better and learn. And we'll give him as much as he can handle and see if he can handle NFL double teams.
Up, then down.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hey, down on the ground instead of standing.
Correct.
Up.
It's not like you're in competition with Norv or anything, but do you want this defense to be the identity of this team?
No. What I hope is, and this is, I'm learning. I played against the Cleveland Browns. I've coached against the Cleveland Browns. I'm here. I think the identity is kind of the dog pound. I mean, you know, I remember the old days of batteries of snowballs and all that stuff. Being in the airport, meeting the fans of the dog pound, I think they understand what they have. I mean, the history is, you know, the Jim Browns, the offense, the cardiac kids, all that. I think what they want is a winning football team. And the more points we score on offense, the fewer points, you know, less we have to give up, you know. So you have to have a balanced offense. You can't win games 10-7 in this league. It's not that kind of league. So do I want the defense to be identity? Here's what I want the identity of the team to be: a winning football program. And everybody, as we use the phrase, eats. When you do that, everybody eats at the table.
But you can't like the weight that Mingo.
It was defensive players that started the dog pound, though, too, right?
Pardon me?
I said it was defensive players that started that dog pound.
Yeah, it was. Hanford Dixon, yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Do you like the weight that Mingo is at right now, which he says is somewhere around like 237-ish? Is that the right for him?
His weight, whether it's right or wrong, was a defensive player in Pittsburgh too short to play, was a wide receiver in Arizona too slow to play the game, was a quarterback down in New Orleans too short to play the game that came out of Purdue. On paper, yeah, but it's played on here. How fast is he? Can he drop? Can he catch? I want an athletic player that can get after the quarterback. I'm not going to say a thing to him about his weight. I'm going to say, get off the ball, meaning go get the quarterback. Get back, cover this guy. I'm not going to say a thing to him about his weight. I want a football player. Now, whether he weighs 235, 241, 239, I guarantee he's going to lose weight out here tomorrow with all this heat.
Can the attacking style that you want, though, can't it translate to the offense and the special teams? Just your kind of a long Tom's identity question, just kind of setting the tone kind of thing?
Well, how about we do this? How about we, first game, we let the dog pound decide that. really, and I go back, we all eat. Mm-hmm. We all eat. If we play well, there's going to be games where the offense scores 40 points, and we may have not the best game on defense. There's going to be other games that we score a few points, and maybe the defense holds them to some. This is I don't want it to be that. I don't think anybody wants to be. I want a balanced team that, hey, we got your back, offense. Hey, you turn the ball, we'll go get it. Hey, we gave up a touchdown. Score for us. If you don't have that, it's going to be a long year. So I want a winning program. I know the fans want a winning program. I don't think they care. I really don't think they care. We want to win.
I was just thinking more along the lines of the physicality and all that. That sounds like you like.
Well, the defense has to be that. Yeah. If you're not physical on defense, you're probably not winning a lot of games. So
I was thinking maybe the offense could sort of pick up on it too. Yeah.
If the offense scores points, do we care if they pound the ball in or that they throw the ball in? I just like them to score points. But the physical part of the game is the game. That is essential to the game of football, and it's essential to defensive football. You have to be. So when you say attacking, when you say physical, when you say this, the physical part is innate to the game. You got to have that, and that's what we're talking about, the toughness. Are you hitting? Are you not hitting? If you don't hit the guy, they catch every ball because you can't hit them at 5 yards. You can't hit the quarterback too high. You can't hit him too low. You can't hit him too hard. I understand that, but you got to affect that guy. You got to hit that guy legally, and we teach legal punishment of the quarterback. The wide receivers, you can't hit them in the head. You can't launch. You have to hit guys, otherwise they can just go up and down the field. And I keep saying, last year's Super Bowl, which are theoretically the two best teams in football, 65 points, 64 points in the Super Bowl. 64 points in the Super Bowl?
Oh. Hey, Ray, a couple more questions. There's a day that goes by, and I'm not exaggerating, that I don't get asked about Kerry Rhodes.
Okay.
Given your history and the position, is that door closed on that particular player, or is it open?
Well, he is an NFL free agent, and I think you're always aware. Our scouting department does a great job of knowing what's out there. Right now, we're committed to our roster. We talked about injuries, attrition. You're always looking to make sure you have a backup or a avenue to go get somebody. And he is one of them. There's a number of players on the street right now. He is familiar with our system, so I think I would be naive or not forthright with you guys if I said, who or what? He's a guy that we're aware that's out there, and we're committed to the guys, you know, that are going to come out here tomorrow and practice.
Ray, how do you view your inside linebacker spot next to DeQuell?
Mm-hmm.
And how, I know it's early, but how has Craig Robertson done in the early stages?
Pleasant surprise. But I don't know if it was a surprise. I think he was what I envisioned, what I hoped he would be, a young athletic backer that he's savvy. And when I came in, I wasn't sure what his instincts were as far as picking up a new defense. He's been everything I want. That's my little ace in the hole, I hope. And we'll find out. You know, he doesn't know that, but you guys do.
He will tomorrow.
Oh, he'll get it early, meaning he'll get going forward early in practice.
Couldn't have had any knowledge of that before you came here, right?
Correct. Just limited exposure on film, and you come out and you hope he's, wow, I hope he's athletic as I saw on film. I hope he's as smart as he looks to be on film. More instinctive, smart. I think he's a hungry young player where sometimes they fall through the cracks. And I'll talk about a wide receiver from Northeast United States that was a free agent, non-drafted, that just signed a pretty good contract. Sometimes the NFL, they get something that falls into them and they become, wow, we've got a great player, because they work hard, they're smart, all the intangibles, and I hope that Craig is that player.